This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your time with me today. We are going to be talking about and working through two major traps that I see people stepping into, creating, and then not even knowing, not having awareness that they are, in fact, in this trap that could be quite different with a slight perspective shift. Those two traps are the traps of I know and I don't know. The trap of I know is when we consciously or less than consciously dismiss strategies, ideas, tactics that you already know, that are familiar. And when you do so, what you are also doing is missing a huge opportunity to recognize that you don't do that thing you're already aware of, that thing you know. Every time we think, yeah, I know, that is a mark of our brains being tuned into novelty, things that are new, things that we haven't heard before. And our brains, through repetition, no ill intent, no malice, but just through repetition, our brains being tuned out when it comes to familiarity. It is a massive missed opportunity that when you can start to grab those moments, see them and use them and capitalize on them for the opportunity that they are to take action on something that you're familiar with but are not consistently acting on in your life, it will change the game immediately. Immediately. The other one, similar but very different, is the trap of I don't know. I don't know how to stop doing XYZ. I don't know how to get consistent. That is a cop-out. It's a missed opportunity based on a perspective when things feel challenging, we default to what is easy, to what is familiar, to what is readily available in our brains. I don't know. The alternative is, well, what can I do about it? What could I do? How might I find out? How could I take one step today? We are going to dive deeper into those two traps today, not just so that we recognize them, so that we begin today to change our perspective and our behavior when we find ourselves in those moments of, I know, consciously or subconsciously, because many of you might be thinking, oh, I don't do that, but I betcha that you do. You're just not necessarily conscious of it as it happens. So we're going to take a deeper dive into those things. Before we do that, though, I've got two save the date announcements for you. Grab your pens, your calendars, write this down. For real. I am proud to say that I'm getting organized in 2019. Better late than never. Watch out, world. It's happening. Elizabeth is getting organized. The dates for the spring 12 weeks to transformation. Not only is the spring locked down, I've locked down the summer, I've locked down the fall. I know what I'm doing this year. Gosh darn it. The spring 12 weeks to transformation will kick off on Sunday, April 7th. Registration will open in mid-March to the waitlist. So if you've been hearing me mention the 12 weeks to transformation, if you're curious and you want to learn more, mark on your calendar, April 7th kickoff. Mid-March, make yourself a note to keep your eye on your inbox. And today, get on the wait list because registration and information goes first to folks that are on the wait list. You can get on the wait list at the show notes for today's episode, which is primalpotential.com/558. Or you can always just go to the Work With Me page on primalpotential.com and you will see everything there. You'll see Chasing Cupcakes. You'll see Breaking Barriers. You'll see the wait list for the 12 Weeks to Transformation and a few other things. So you can either go to the show notes for today's episode, get on the wait list that way, or just go to the Work With Me page right at the top of primalpotential.com. Either way, April 7th is the kickoff for our next 12 Weeks to Transformation. The winter group is underway now, but I would love for you to have that on your calendar, get on the wait list so that you are hearing more about the process, about the improvements we're making for the spring, all that information. Get on the wait list. All right, the second thing that I need you to mark on your calendar is Ascend. Ascend, if you haven't heard me mention it before, is Primal Potential's annual weekend workshop. I didn't do one in 2018 because my priority was Chasing Cupcakes, but 2019, we are doing it again. It's going to be bigger and better and more valuable than ever, especially given that I'm already planning. And it's January, and Ascend is not until November. November 8th through the 10th. Downtown Portland, Oregon. Mark your calendars, West Coasters, Pacific Northwesters, or even people in Europe, Asia, Africa. We'd love you there as well. November 8th through the 10th. Downtown Portland, Oregon. I don't have ticket information, prices, anything like that, but there is a wait list. All the information will go first to the wait list when tickets become available, agenda information. I'm also going to be sharing with the wait list a lot of the experiences that people who have been to Ascend before have had, because that is so helpful. Why do people go? What do they get out of it? Get on the wait list. So just like the 12 Weeks to Transformation, you can go to primalpotential.com/558. Ascend is a small group, so definitely get on the wait list if you're the least bit curious about how this works, what the point is, who should be there, who shouldn't be there. Get on the wait list, primalpotential.com/558. That is the show notes page for today's episode, and you will find links to the wait list for Ascend as well as those dates. Put them on your calendar. As well as the waitlist for the 12 Weeks to Transformation. Spring group kicks off April 7th. Watch out, world. Elizabeth's getting organized. That means business. All right. Actually, you know what I want to do for a quick second before we get into today's episode? And today's episode is going to be a good one. But I'm thinking about Ascend and people going, what is it? Who is it for? So the other day, I'm going to pull up my text message right now. The other day I was messaging with one of my Master's Club clients, and we do some in-person stuff with the Master's Club, and a lot of the Master's Club members were at the first Ascend and the second Ascend, and I texted one of them who was really on the fence about going to our last weekend together, our live event, in-person weekend. She was really on the fence. She almost didn't go, but she did go. So I texted her and I said, what value did you get from that? If any, tell me you were hesitant, you went anyway. Give me a little bit of scoop, a little insight from your perspective on these weekend events. And I'm going to read this text to you right now. She said, I think what was behind all the hesitation was unworthiness. Although I was busy and feeling depleted due to my own overscheduling and overspending, looking back, I felt like I didn't deserve the time and money to make it possible. She said, I have debt, and I saw it as an expense instead of an investment. Then she said, what I gained by going, I couldn't put a price tag on, but I have never been closer to feeling the way I want to feel and being the way I want to be than I am now. She said, that makes me tear up typing that, but it's true. Spending time with some of the most inspiring badasses and coolest people on the planet had a massive impact on me. The conversations, the discussions, the laughter, I developed better friendships with the new girls and some epic friendships with other people. I feel so connected to myself and to everyone else. She said, and I can totally relate to this, she said, I never thought I wanted that or needed that, but it has been so helpful. She said, I'm hiding less and connecting more. Oh, that just gives me butterflies. She said, I feel proud, capable, and have a growing sense of self-confidence. I have made more changes than ever before, and I haven't been this happy maybe ever. She said, I've never taken so much action either. I love that. Because many of us are like, oh, I don't know, like I'll listen to your podcast, but like a weekend with you, that kind of makes me nervous. I get it. So get on the wait list, head over to primalpotential.com/558, put those dates on your calendar right now. And what I promise to you is to be really clear about the experiences that other people have had so that you're not just hearing it from me. No obligation to get on the wait list, but definitely do that so you can, at a minimum, learn more about it. All right, today, these two very common ways that people stay in the struggle, that people have this resistance, a strong desire to create change, but this frustrating resistance. Why am I not doing the work? The great thing about these two things that I know and I don't know is that they are both huge opportunities to do the very work that you're presently having a hard time getting consistent with. And when you shift your perspective from the way it is now that leads to the struggle to this new way we're going to explore today, I promise you that consistency and action and motivation and momentum will get easier. The moments that you're aware of or the moments that you're unaware of saying, I know, or just skipping over something because it's not novel. When you become aware of that and you see it as the opportunity it is to just change your perspective a little bit and say, I do know that, but am I doing it? How can I implement it today? Same thing with, I don't know, like, I don't know how to do this thing. I don't know how to get more consistent. When you shift it just a little bit, it becomes an opportunity to say, well, what would a first step be? And then you're using all of these moments that are already coming up in your life and you're turning them into meaningful action. It's powerful. The first one we're going to talk about is this hypnosis of I know. Again, this is both conscious, and subconscious. Just skimming over something because our brains are tuned in to look for, to seek out, to stop at novelty, but for efficiency's sake, to go right through, right past, right over things that are familiar. We're increasing our awareness of that so that we can use those moments that are already happening. Well, there goes my voice, to channel them into action. This happens when we're reading. It happens when we're listening to a podcast. It happens when we're thinking, when we're journaling, and we come up upon a thought we've had a million times before. Mentally, because of repetition, because it's just a pattern of behavior that we've done so many times, we just skip right over the things we already know. We are hyper drawn to the new, the novel, things we haven't heard before, largely because we are still in this learning model that we were raised in, the schooling model of, oh, I don't know that. I should pay attention. It must be important because it is new. But as we've talked about a lot, because it's really the theme of Chasing Cupcakes, when our goal is to change our behaviors, change our thoughts, change our body composition, our finances, our relationships. When our goal is change, then we cannot continue to follow the path of this learning model where we're dialed in to new and dismissing familiar. The changing model means that all of those things that we know but are not consistently doing are our magic bullet. They are our opportunity. there are chance to implement. It is the world, the universe, whatever, giving us an opportunity, kind of dangling it in front of our head. Hey, this thing you know already, yup, yup, I'm showing it to you so that you can have that trigger to remind you to do something with it, to act on it. This came up the other day in the 12 weeks to transformation. Every week in the 12 weeks, I do a live Q&A. This way, everybody benefits from questions that come up. So somebody emails me a struggle that they're having, incorporating it into the live Q&A means that everybody gets coached on that thing. Or maybe something comes up in my veterans Facebook group, but incorporating it in the Q&A means my rookies get to hear it too, and vice versa. So it's really a fantastic tool. Well, last Tuesday, I was on one of these live Q&As. I was just thinking, when was that? What day is it? Where am I? Who am I? I was on this live Q&A and I just casually said, we got to a really powerful question and I got all fired up and I was so excited and people were commenting in there like, oh my gosh, that's so good. I'm writing that down. I'm going to listen to that again tomorrow when you send out the replay. And I said, you know, this is why I think these Q&As are so helpful. And I said, and if you don't think they are, let me know because I want to be really engaged in making them more valuable to you. And everyone was like, oh no, I love them. These are amazing. They're so helpful. This is such an incredible tool. This is the best part of the 12 weeks to transformation, except for one woman who emailed me either that night or later that day. And she said something along the lines of, first, she said, I'm not really getting anything out of these Q&As. I was trying to think of what she said. First, she said, I'm not really getting them anything out of them. And she said, and I think it is a curse of your success, Elizabeth. She said, I think it is a curse of your success because you're so responsive on email and you put out so much information in the 12 weeks to transformation because they have these weekly challenges and they have daily coaching audios from me, daily messages, me speaking to them, coaching them through moments and these live Q&As. She said, I think because of that, I'm not learning anything new in the Q&As. I've heard you say this before. It's like, I already know how you're going to answer. And I said back, I'm so glad you brought this up because we get to clarify that you have entirely missed the point of these Q&As. And I don't say that with any disrespect. Like, I'm genuinely glad that she brought that up. The point of the Q&As is not to learn. The point of the 12 weeks to transformation is not to learn. It is to change. So I asked her, I said, okay, all these things that you know already, are you doing them? And she goes, well, no. So it's not the information that's the issue, it's your perspective. You aren't here to learn something new at all. You are here to take action on the things you already know. That's the great news, right? That we already know what we need to know. We don't need to know more. That's, again, that learning model that we all grew up in school. But that's not what changing is about. That's precisely why so many people struggle, because they get the two confused. I already know that. I already know that. Great. Not relevant. What are you doing with it? Every time you hear it again, as soon as you shift your perspective, becomes an opportunity to say, so what will I do with this? She messaged me back and she said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that. You should tell us all that. You should bring that up in the next Q&A. And I laughed and I was like, okay, I will, but I have and I do all the time. It's just that she's been tuned into novelty. She's been looking for the things that are new. Like, what's the missing piece of the puzzle? It's not in the information. It's not that there's this thing you don't know yet. It's simply the time, attention, effort, consistency that you've given to doing something about it, right? Hidden inside everything you already know is your shining opportunity to do something with it, to take action. Hidden inside everything that gets presented to you for the second time, for the third time, for the 44th time. 44th? What? Take a nap, Elizabeth. 44th time is an opportunity for you. Every single time you hear something that you know, thank you, because that just reminded me to do something with it. Am I practicing this? Am I living this way? What can I do with this now? How can I implement this today? How can I incorporate this in the next minute, in the next hour, in my next choice, when I go out to eat tonight? How will I embrace this, live this, practice this, incorporate this, be this, show up this way today? And this is really the essence of Chasing Cupcakes, right? The whole first part of the book about how to use this book, which might seem like a silly thing to put in a book, how to use this book, read it. No, not at all. That's why we have a lot of unhappy, unfulfilled, unsuccessful, brilliant people. Because they think, oh, I just read it. No, reading is the first step. And it's not the most important step. It's the completion that matters. I hear this idea, whether it's new or it's not. What do I do with it today? And then what do I do with it when I wake up tomorrow? And then when I'm in a bad mood tomorrow afternoon, how do I practice that change that inspired me yesterday in what I read? It's exactly why there's a chapter in Chasing Cupcakes called How to Read This Book, and why there's so many challenges and questions, because I was saying this to my master's club the other night. I love to read. I love to read. But what I have found is that most authors leave it to the reader to figure out how to take what they've learned and do something with it. And I think that's asking a lot of people. I really do. They've given the time to the book, but then you as the author are making the assumption that they're going to go the extra mile. And I didn't want to make that assumption because, well, I've seen that most people don't do that. So in the book, I put all of these questions and all of these challenges, and I'm constantly bringing it back, not to the lesson, but to the action I want you to take to make the lesson part of your behavior pattern. Side note, I have learned, we're going to take a little 15, 20, 30 second tangent here. I have learned in the last few weeks that most people don't read. And that many, 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 many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of more people listen to podcasts than read books. So I reached out to my publisher and I was brainstorming some different ways that I could help the people who maybe don't like to read, but they do like to listen to music or to listen to podcasts. So here is the scoop. You guys know that there is the audiobook version, right? But some people are like, I don't want an Audible membership because, which is $14.95 a month, I think. I don't want that because I don't read that much or because I can't afford it or whatever else. So what we've done is we set up a link where you can get not only a free 1 month trial for Audible, but you can also get a free audio book. So if you go to audibletrial.com/primalpotential. This is only for people who are new to Audible. That will allow you to try Audible for 1 month, totally for free, and also get a free book. So that book could be Chasing Cupcakes, but honestly, I would be happy if you just try it out because I believe that reading has been one of the most single transformative factors of the last 5 or 10 years of my life, hands down, without question. So if you are somebody who really likes podcasts but isn't great at reading books, you've got nothing to lose. Go to audibletrial.com/primalpotential. You get a free 1 month trial and a free book. That does not have to be Chasing Cupcakes, though I hear it's highly recommended. Just saying. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I will put that link in the show notes for today's episode as well. audibletrial.com/primalpotential. Or if you can't remember that, just go to primalpotential.com/558, which is the show notes page for today's episode. And I'll put that link there as well. Okay. So we talked about, I know. I also want to talk about, I don't know. I cannot tell you how many emails I get every single day from people claiming that they don't know. And I believe them. I don't think they're lying. It's not the issue at all. I believe you when you say you don't know. Just like the people who say, I know, I believe them too. They do know. But it's not the point whether you know or whether you don't know. It's the perspective that you are missing that is a massive opportunity to move you forward. People will say, I don't know how to get myself motivated. I don't know how to start. I don't know how to keep the promises that I make. I don't know how to follow through when I start strong, but then at the end of the day, I just don't care. Or I don't know how to get myself up when the alarm goes off. I go to bed sure that I'm going to, but as soon as that alarm goes off, I'm like, nope, not today. We play that I don't know card because it's easy, because it's familiar, because it's a pattern, and because it lets us off the hook. Oh, I just don't know. So you can no longer expect too much of yourself because you've convinced yourself you can't do anything differently because you don't know the answer. Hidden in I don't know is a gift for you. Seriously, every time you say I don't know, that is an opportunity. If I played video games, I'm sure I'd have a million references of like some special thing that cracks open and gives you like points or something, but I don't play video games, so clearly I just made that clear. Don't even have to say that. Couldn't name a video game other than Duck Hunt if I tried. Hidden in that moment where you say, I don't know, is an opportunity for you to create change. It reminds me of something that you've probably heard me share a million times before. So this is an opportunity to not skip over it and say, I know I've heard that before, but rather, what am I doing with it? How will I practice this today? Not in general, today. I learned it in a yoga class years ago, probably almost like 2 years ago now, a little bit more than that, actually. I put myself through this 30-day challenge. I think I did like 30 hot yoga classes in 30 days or 21 in 21, something like that. One day, the yoga instructor said that tension is the beginning of the pose, not the end. Whether we're talking about yoga or we're talking about CrossFit, oftentimes when it starts to feel uncomfortable, we take that as our stop cue. But it's really our start cue. It's really our go line. And I've talked about this related to CrossFit. When I want to put the barbell down, put the wall ball down, take a breath, if I keep going past that feeling, that's when I start to get fitter, right? Same thing in yoga. Tension is the beginning of the pose, not the end. Now, I didn't say pain, so let's not send crazy emails. None of that needed today. Tension is the beginning of the pose, not the end. And the same is true with I don't know. I don't know is the beginning of your work, not the end. I don't know is the beginning. I don't know how to motivate myself. Well, what ideas do you have? I don't know. You gave me that I don't know in like 2 seconds, which means you didn't even try. If you were to try something, what might you try? If you were being asked by somebody else, if somebody came to you and said, hey, how do I motivate myself? What ideas would you give them? Great, now you know where to start. What has worked for you before? Or what ideas have you heard from other people before? Have you done those things? Can you do them now? Have you ever done them consistently? What will you do, try today? I don't know how to stop overeating after dinner. Well, if you did know, what would it look like tonight? I wouldn't eat after dinner. Great, do that tonight. Boom, look at that. Sometimes doing the thing is crazy simple and straightforward. It's just that we're using I don't know as a crutch, as a get out of jail free card to let ourselves off the hook. But it's actually the opportunity to shift your perspective and say, well, hey, if I did know, what would that look like? If I was able to do it, what would that look like? Great, I'm going to do that today. And this is not just with personal change. This is with anything in your life. I shared with you guys that my roof was leaking, not just like a little tiny bit of water coming in. I mean, my kitchen floor was covered in water and it was continuing to rain, so the water was continuing to come in. And I could get so upset because I don't know how to fix a roof. But then I can go so quickly and eliminate the freak out by saying, well, what are some ideas I have? I could call a roofer. I could call somebody I know that has a roof. Maybe they've had a roof leak before. They have an idea. I could Google it. I could Google leaking roof repair. I could get a new roof. I could burn the house down. The reason that I say that is because sometimes I don't know is just easy and fast, and it lets us off the hook when we haven't even tried to generate ideas. I know for sure I've never talked to anybody ever, and I talk to a lot of my clients on the phone or over email. I've never talked to anybody that when they initially say, I don't know, and I press them on, okay, well, what ideas do you have? They come up with ideas, things they can start with, things they can learn from. I don't know is easy, but the answer is not always the truth. The answer is not always the truth. Your default to easy street, Familiarville, is not the only option. I don't know how to get started at the gym. Well, how might you find out? I could walk into a gym. I could ask my friends who belongs to a gym how they got started. I could Google trainers in my area. I could just show up and take a class. Challenge yourself to say, what will I do with this that I don't know? What will I do? Because I can either stay there on Easy Street Familiarville, letting myself have a pass, or I can take it for the opportunity it is and say, well, how will I find out? It makes it easy to say, I don't know. But it's not the complete version of the truth. Even though I have been practicing this for years, not dismissing the familiar and saying, I know, I should do better, or practicing redirecting the I don't know to, well, how can I find out? I'm doing this right now related to travel. Travel is an area where for most of my life, I would feel very out of control. And I would be in both of those I know and I don't know traps at the same time related to travel. So I would say, like, I know I need to eat better when I travel. But I mean, I want to enjoy the food in a new city. And no matter how strong my intentions, I just make excuses and I tell myself I'll do better when I get home, and I mean it. Or I would say, I know I need to do better when I travel, but airports are a trigger for me. Those were all the I know things. And then I would say, I just don't know how to keep it together when I'm out of my element, when my schedule is off, when I'm spending a day in an airport, when I don't know what food options will be available. But both of those perspectives are my opportunities to change the paradigm, to shift from the problem to the solution, to practice. I told my master's club, we had our January webinar last week, and I told them that practice is not an intention, it's an event. Practicing the improvement, the change, the solution is not an intention, it's an event. And oftentimes when we're in this I know, I don't know, we're in the intention realm. I'll tell you what I mean. When your kid is on a basketball team, they don't intend to practice, they schedule it. It's an event, Tuesday at 6, basketball practice. They don't sit there and like think about the game and how they wish they were better. No, no, they pick up the ball and they do ball handling drills and they take shots and they scrimmage. Practice is not an intention, it's an event. I will give you an example of what this looks like for me right now in the next few days. Travel. I take that as an opportunity where these stories have been for me in my life for most of my life. And every time I travel, even though it's infinitely easier than it's ever been and I feel way more competent, it's still an opportunity to practice because I have more experiences traveling, going totally bananas, eating everything that's not nailed down and coming back feeling like a failure and like I shouldn't travel and I should be a bubble boy if I want to ever improve my health. So every time I travel is an opportunity to practice. It is an event, not an intention. I have more travel coming up in the next few months than like I can wrap my mind around. January into February, I'll be in California for 6 days. Then I'm home for less than 2 weeks and I'm out of town for a weekend for a wedding. Then I'm off to Germany and France. Then I get back and I'm off to California again, followed by an 8-day cruise. All of these, except for the wedding and Germany, are business things. And that's not even the end of it, but you get the point. Lots of travel. It's not an intention to improve. It is an event that I am very specific about. What it looks like for me is having a general strategy and a practice plan. A general strategy and a practice plan. So for my next trip that's coming up, I will tell you what I did about that. Instead of the intention, I really want to eat well, I want to make time to go to the gym, you know, I don't want to drink too much just because other people are drinking or indulge because other people are indulging. I want to feel amazing and take great care of myself. That's an intention. The strategies that I am putting in place and will on a daily basis challenge myself to get clear on the specifics of the practice. Food-wise, planned ahead, Thrive Market. Here's what I ordered, and I'm going to link to these things just so you know what works for me. Doesn't mean it'll work for you, but I know travel is a big one for a lot of people, so I'm happy to share how I am not having an intention, not staying in, I don't know, or I know I should do better, I really want to do better when I travel. Here's what I did. I ordered Artisana Coconut Butter and Epic Bars. And I got the travel packets of Artisana coconut butter instead of the jar because obviously it travels easily. And I bought way more than I'll need for California. Not because I'm going to bring it all. Overpacking snacks is not a good practice plan for me at all because then I'm like, oh, it's here. I'll just eat it. But because I know there's so much travel coming up, I don't want to find myself in a situation where I'm like, crap, I didn't order it in time. It's not going to be here in time. So I got 3 boxes of the Artisana coconut butter travel packets. This also, sidebar, because money really matters to me and I'm not made of it, it helps me save money. Not only because it's cheaper on Thrive than at Whole Food, that's part of it, but if I can have a packet of coconut butter for my morning meal with coffee that holds me over until lunch, I just save $20 on breakfast, right? Especially in California. And I'm not a big bar eater. I tend to prefer real whole food. But when I know that in California for this business event, we're going to be going out to these lavish dinners in Beverly Hills, I know part of my practice plan is let's keep it light and cheap throughout the day, like not expensive. So coconut butter, Epic Bars. And then I know, because sometimes when people go out to eat, they're like, oh, all the meals are so much heavier. But in reality, it's not about that one meal. It's the whole picture of, are you giving your body more fuel than it needs? So part of my strategy, my practice plan, is really minimal fuel, not fasting, not being hungry throughout the day so that I feel more flexibility in the evening at dinner to enjoy a glass of wine or an appetizer, things like that when I go out to eat. And hello, money, save money. I will link to the Epic Bars. Epic Bars, sidebar, are meat-based bars, not like Quest bars that are sweeter. For me, that works best because part of my practice, going back to this sense that like when there is this intention, I know I should do better, get really specific. What I know for me is that if I incorporate sweet things, whether that is like something along the lines of a Quest bar or almond butter, peanut butter cups or something like that. The more sweet things I introduce to my palate, the more sweet things my palate craves. So I have more cravings. I try really hard to, even when I'm relying more on bars when I'm traveling, to not have them be sweet because that does wonders for me in keeping cravings at bay. So Epic Bars are what I'm using for that, along with the Artisana coconut butter. I think they both taste really great, and they do satisfy me for hours. I will say, though, that when you look at Epic Bars, I should reach out to them for, like, compensation for promoting them. I'm not affiliated with Epic Bar, but I will say that sometimes people will look at them and feel sticker shock on the price. But keep in mind that they're made from meat, right? Which is totally different than a highly processed bar that is not anything like a brownie, but tastes like a brownie. And also, while you might spend $34 for 12 bars at a grocery store, you do save 15 to 20% when you get them from Thrive Market, just on the price, not even talking about if you go through my URL, you get an additional 25% off your first order. So I'm not talking about that 25%. I'm talking about the price of the bars on Thrive Market is lower. I bring that up only because people will say, well, yeah, you might be able to afford them, Elizabeth, but those bars are expensive. Yeah, compared to other bars, absolutely. However, compared to a lunch at a restaurant, you know, I'm saving mucho, 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 mucho. I'm giving you these examples just so that you can see that it's not enough to have an intention. Same thing, like I'm bringing my jump rope, as well as I have a note in my phone of workouts that I can do really easily in my hotel room. I'm sure my hotel will have a gym and things like that, but still, it's easy to do burpees in the hotel room or bring the jump rope and different things like that, because the intention is different from making the practice an event. And I won't just go with this intention to have artisanal coconut butter and have an Epic Bar. I will wake up every morning and continue to journal like I do when I'm at home and ask myself these questions. What would make me feel my best today? And that's when I bring in the very specific practice plan of like, okay, I'm going to have the artisanal coconut butter around 10 a.m. And then I'm sure I'll start to feel hungry in a few hours. So I've got the Epic Bar and I've got a small baggie of macadamia nuts. Great. And when I go out tonight, I'm going to have one glass of wine, not two. If I do alcohol, I won't do starch. If I do starch, I won't do alcohol, etc. You get the point. All of this comes back to the notion that I don't know and familiarity are opportunities for us to ask ourselves, am I doing something with this? What are my options? How can I practice this today? If I know this, am I living it? And if not, how can I live it out in the next hour, in the next day? What will I do with it tomorrow? Our practice cannot be an intention. It's got to be an event. I'm going to put links in the show notes for my own travel helpers, the artisanal coconut butter, the Epic Bars. I also ordered some macadamia nuts, and then I'll bring empty Ziploc baggies with me so that I'm not taking handfuls right out of the thing. Because if you are like me, it's easy for one small handful to turn into four large handfuls. And then I might as well have had, a Cobb salad or something in terms of the energy density of nuts, especially macadamias. So that is one way that I make it a little bit easier on me in that regard. But it doesn't matter whether this is about food for you, or this is about money, or this is about how you communicate or waking up at a certain time. See the moments where you say, I don't know, or you dismiss something familiar because you already know, see it as an opportunity to say, what will I do with this today? Specifically, when? Turn that intention into an event. All right, in one of our last episodes, I shared with you that somebody had reached out to me asking if I would be willing to share your wins on the podcast. And the answer was yes, yes, yes. So share your wins with me. Tag me on Instagram. Leave a comment on the show notes. I want to incorporate this because it really is our show. And today's win actually comes from one of my 12-week to transformation clients. I want to share with you an email that she sent to me because her perspective is fantastic. She wrote, I absolutely identify with the idea of approaching my problems with the same expectations as I would have for a customer service rep. That's from Chasing Cupcakes. She said, except I have almost always been in the customer service field and I'm really good at it. So my approach moving forward is setting the same expectation for creative energetic problem solving as I would if I were solving somebody else's problem. So she wants to bring the same energy to her problems as she would to a customer, which is the concept we talk about in Chasing Cupcakes. She continues, a problem I have been identifying recently is using my energy level to justify food choices. The example she gives is when I'm tired from lack of good rest or a full day of decision making, I've got the general idea that the issue is I turn to food for low energy. Instead of brainstorming all the solutions and getting caught up in my options, I'm just learning from what works for me and adjusting accordingly. She says, first solution, my energy level has nothing to do with my food choices. Simple. What this looks like in practice is to start when I'm feeling worn out and I want a snack on something that I know won't make me feel awesome. I will wait 10 minutes, I've set a timer, and then I'll come back and reassess. I'm excited to try this to see how I can work towards solving the problem instead of just shrugging my shoulders and giving in. I love that. She knows that the problem is when she's low energy, she often turns to food, and she's identified something she's going to try. She's not sure that it's going to work, but she came up with something instead of saying, I don't know how to fix this, and she's going to try it and learn and adjust from there. And the suggestion that I made to her, in addition to my energy level is unrelated to my food choices, also considering that you can use food to increase your energy, but that choices that are sugar rich, that are calorie heavy, are actually going to bring down energy. So looking at food from the perspective of, is this something that is going to make me more vibrant or less vibrant, which is totally different from a sugar high that you crash from. So I love that. Keep sharing your wins with me. Tag me at Elizabeth Benton on Instagram. Leave a comment in the show notes. And the last thing I want to do is share with you a meal I loved recently because I love sharing this. And of course, you can share yours with me as well. This one was super random, but it was really good. So I want to put it out there. I'm a big fan of cauliflower rice, but I like to make it a little bit more interesting because sometimes I'm like, ugh, cauliflower rice. So this time I not only put garlic in it, which I often do, but I did a bunch of diced jalapeno, and then I topped it with some steak, and it was the smallest little addition and a very, very simple meal, 15 minutes all together with the cauliflower rice and searing the steak. So fast and easy, super delicious and filling. So if you've got a meal that you love, send it my way. I'd love to share it with the podcast listener base. And in the meantime, start using those moments of, I don't know, start using those moments of, I know, to redirect to, am I doing it? And what will I do about it now and next? It's a powerful shift that we all can make. Head over to the show notes, primalpotential.com/558. You can take advantage of that Audible trial. You can see the foods I've bought from Thrive Market to bring on my upcoming trips. If you try the Epic Bars, let me know. People either love them or hate them. Generally speaking, the Artisana coconut butter packets, everybody loves. And also check out the wait lists for the Spring 12 Weeks to Transformation and Ascend. Mark the dates. Spring 12 Weeks kicks off April 7th. Ascend is November 8th through the 10th in downtown Portland, Oregon. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Check out the show notes. I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.